Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
All right, fellas, we're back. This is the Smoky Shelter, and I'm your host, Lance. And this is my brother and my best friend and the host of the Smoky Shelter, Big Phil. All right, and we're doing a show called Fences, a movie called Fences, which was a theater play by Denzel Washington, written by Denzel Washington, directed by Denzel Washington. It was fucking better than any Tyler Perry movie I've ever watched in my life, dude.
That's not a big stretch.
No, I like Tyler Perry. I'm not going to lie. Some of his shit is good and very fucking morally great. I don't know what word I'm looking for. I'm not great with words, guys. But anyway, it's better than any Tyler Perry play that I've ever watched. They could have stepped out of the box on this movie. Like, I mean, it was a play. Something you can do in one little fucking area with a bunch of fucking different scenes with cardboard.
Yeah, it was really a low-key cast.
They could have stepped out of the box a little bit on this movie. Like, scenes where he's mad about his son playing football instead of working. Maybe he showed up at the practice and fucking threw a fucking broom in his son's hand and says, "Get your fucking ass off the field, boy," or some shit. You know, that would have been cool. That would have just stepped out of the box of theater. You know what I mean? They didn't do much of stepping out of the box of theater. They pretty much stayed on their porch. They stayed in their house. It was pretty much theater scenes.
Well, Big Lance, have we told Podcast Land that we are discussing the 2016 Fences with Denzel Washington?
I said Fences, but I didn't say 2013. Well, but it was a 2013 Fences with 2016 Fences with Denzel Washington, written and directed it, I said.
Viola Davis.
Viola Davis is played as his wife in this movie.
Second movie Viola Davis has landed on the Smoky Shelter.
And what is the boy's name? His little boy's name? I don't know his name.
Talking about Corey?
I don't
know. The guy he fights with?
Yes, I don't know it.
I don't know. Jovan.
He plays in the new movie Get Out.
Never seen that.
It was directed by Jordan Peele. Written by Jordan Peele.
What about his brother Gabriel?
Written by Jordan Peele.
Okay,
Get
written
Out.
By Jordan Peele.
There's a new, it's going viral right now on Facebook.
Who's Jordan Peele?
Jordan Peele's Key and Peele.
Oh, Key and Peele.
All right, but Jordan Peele's the ball-headed one.
Okay.
But he writ this movie, Get Out, and the guy, Corey, from Fences, plays in it. But there's a new, it went viral. When that movie come out, there's a new Get Out challenge now. It's on Facebook. And it's where the black guy is running as fast as he can. And when he gets close to the camera, he cuts off. Because that happened in Get Out. And everybody's doing it now, like, they'll run as fast as they can towards the camera and then cut off. Because it's showing somebody running straight at you and then cutting off right as they get to you. And that's just a challenge now. It's going viral, dude. But anyway, if you look on Facebook, it's a true story. But anyway, that guy is a new actor. He's stepping up in the world and he's playing in this new movie, Get Out. And it's getting big reviews. It's a good movie. But I just want to say that Fences, man. Oh, it's got Bubba Gump in it.
I was trying to get to that.
Gabriel, his brother, Bubba Gump, and the black guy from Tower Heist. He's a real light-skinned black guy. He played the doorman on Tower Heist.
I've seen that movie one time. I own it, but I only watched it one time.
Oh, it was a good movie though. But he plays the doorman on Tower Heist. Ben Stiller's one of his best friends in the movie.
Talking about the older guy?
Yeah.
Jim Bono was the guy's name in the movie. It was Steven Henderson.
Right. Well,
they called him Bono.
In the movie, man, it starts out him and his best friend, the light-skinned older black man, heavy-set guy. It's Jim Bono, whatever you call him.
Bono was his name in the movie.
All right.
Denzel called him Bono.
Well, it starts
Troy.
Out. Troy.
Troy
called
him Bono.
Okay. Bono. Yeah, it's Denzel Washington, Troy, and Bono. They're best friends, man. They was in prison together.
Yep.
It tells later in the movie. But this is a plot-driven podcast, so we're going to have to do a little plot-driven here. So you got Troy and Bono, and they go home or go to Troy's house, and it shows you a little bit of relationship with Troy and his wife. He's a little bit, you know, the man of the house, but he's real loving with his wife. He's, oh, this is my baby, patting on her booty and all this and that. All right, Philip.
I told Chelsea that last night. I finished the movie yesterday. It took me 2 days to watch this movie. This is It's like a 2 hour and some change movie. It's long. And I watched the first hour last night, and I watched the second hour, or watched first hour Thursday night, second hour last night. When I got done, I told Chelsea, I said, let me tell you about this movie. And I'm not going to tell you everything I told her, because you want to run this as a plot-driven movie, and I don't want to ruin it. But I told her, I said, he talks big shit to his wife. He's like, woman, get in there and make me some breakfast. You know, blah, blah, blah. My woman do what I tell her to do. And there was a scene where he's sitting there hollering at her, woman, do this, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, man, you done lost your mind, Troy. And she picks up the clothes basket and walks back in. And he turns around. He's like, he looks at Bono. He's like, I love that woman. And Bono's like, that woman kick your ass. And he's like, I know. He took control. He was the man of the house. But he knew when to listen to his woman.
Well, so, if you listen to the movie, you're somewhat right.
Mentioned that because when you brought it up, I told Chelsea that night. She said, that's right.
I'll give you that. You're somewhat right. But he
Because
really,
I'm like that. I'll talk big shit to my wife, but when it comes down to it, she rules the roost.
Right.
I mean,
and that's the way he feels. This is your house. I pay for this house for you.
He even told her one time, I collect my money every Friday. I bring it. I give it to you. I only have what you give me back.
Right. You give me back what you want to give me back.
And that's the money I got to spend.
Yeah, and he's like, I give my $76 to her, and she give me $10 back. He's like, oh, you know you lying. You know you lying. She's always calling him out because he's always lying. He's like, I paid my $10 for this furniture for 15 years. You ain't paid off that furniture yet.
Nope, but I send my $10.
But I send my $10 every month because I'm scared they're going to come
get my shit.
Yeah.
But he's like, hey, oh, I know. I done paid for this thing 10 times over.
He talks a lot of shit. And in the movie, it makes out like he's an alcoholic. But he only drinks every once a Friday. And
he shares
a fucking pint with three people. It's him and Bono mostly.
But
every once in a while, his son will come over and drink a little bit with him. And he don't go out and buy another pint after they done.
And you know that guy, Lyons, his brother. What? Russell Hornsby, he's been in a lot of shit, too. I've seen him in shit.
But I will say, in this movie, what is it, like the 70s or 60s back then? Because he grew up in the 1916.
This has to be like the at least the 50s, because Jackie Robinson was playing baseball at
right.
this time. Because he said, I'm better than Jackie Robinson.
He was way better than Jackie Robinson.
I just couldn't do it because I had to work.
They just decided Jackie Robinson was the face of the black baseball man at that time. So he was like, there's a way better fucking motherfucker.
Jackie Robinson's from somewhere in Georgia, ain't he?
Jackie Robinson ain't nobody what he said.
Where's he from? Somewhere in Georgia.
I think so. I think you're right. But what I'm getting at is Denzel Washington pretty much, he don't want his son to do better than him.
But he don't want his son to get hurt the way he did when he found out he couldn't play baseball.
But you know what? He realizes that times are changing. You know how much he realizes it? Is that
But he don't want to accept it.
He becomes the goddamn driver
of the truck.
Of the truck. He's a goddamn
I told Chelsea about that too.
He's a trash man.
He went and questioned the boss man and said, how come the black man has to jump off the truck, throw the and dump it, and the white man gets to drive the truck. Everybody thought he was going to get fired. What happened?
They gave him.
They promoted him to driver. What did he do with that?
He didn't even have a goddamn license.
He said, I'll worry about that when they find out.
He said, I had two or three of them motherfuckers when
By
they
the time
find
they find out, I had two or three of them goddamn
I laughed so hard. I looked at Teresa. I said, listen, this that's Denzel Washington for you right there. He said, I had two or three of them motherfuckers before the time they find out that I ain't got no license.
But he didn't like it. He was like, I ain't got nobody to talk to.
A couple years later.
He's like, I ain't got nobody to talk to.
He said, this ain't life for me.
He said, I'm about ready to retire. I'd rather be throwing trash because at least I can talk to Bono.
Right. But, you look, they said, what did Bono tell him? He said, some people put up fences to keep people out. Other people put up fences to keep people in. He told him the entire time, this was almost a thriller. This the whole time Bono's sitting there telling him, you're cheating on your wife. I see what's going on. You go down to the grocery store every week to see that girl Alberta, don't you? You done bought her so many drinks, don't you? And then you find out, oh, he's fucking cheating on her, man. But I mean, it's horrible when you find out that situation, but then you feel for him a little bit. He's like, I do everything I do for y'all. You know what I'm saying? He does. He does a lot for them.
He does what he's supposed
That's
to.
That's all he can give. Is what?
What
he said.
Law says I'm supposed to like you?
Says Daddy, why?
Wait,
why
before we go into that, can I say one thing? I'm sorry, but this is something that you brought up earlier. I just want to call back on Jackie Robinson, the first African American face of baseball.
49.
Where was he from?
49.
Where was he born and raised?
Louisiana.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Is that what you're going to say? Final
said,
answer?
I said it.
Quick game. Final
Georgia,
answer?
Georgia.
Cairo, Georgia. Jackie Robinson.
He was a syrup maker?
Jackie Robinson is from Cairo. Was born.
Was he a syrup maker?
Robinson was born January 31st, 1919.
If you Google
a family of sharecroppers in Cairo, Georgia.
You know the rappers, the sharecroppers? They used to be good.
This motherfucker literally was born and raised less than 30 miles from where we're sitting right now. I'm sorry I ventured off with Jackie Robinson. I just had to show some down-home South loving. All
right, that's right.
It
was Cairo Maker. You know what they call him now? They used to call him Syrup Maker. You know what they call him now?
Cairo Maker.
Shady Grady.
Shady Grady.
Right. Shady Grady, buddy.
Should call him AIDS Grady, but we ain't going to go into
AIDS
that.
AIDS Grady.
All right, let's go back into fences.
All right, man. He shows his wife a lot of love in the movie. He really does. He really loves that woman, and he comes home every night to her. Even though he is cheating on her, he comes.
Yeah, I was waiting for that balloon to get popped.
He is cheating.
When I realized he was cheating on her, I was like, "What, dude? You got a good woman there, and you fucking around on her?" But anyway, go ahead.
Let's see. I spent 18 years doing it. I've been right here beside you for 18 years. Man, I cry like a little baby dude.
Don't I come home every night? Every night I come home. 365 days a year.
I've been beside you for 18 years. And dude, I cry like a baby when she's sitting there fucking.
And
blubber.
That snot's coming out of her nose.
Man,
really?
She really
that
did.
That was in the trailer, too.
She really did a good job.
She did.
I cried several times watching this movie. And me and my old lady talked about cheating on each other and stuff like that. I mean, it was a horrible experience. But anyway. But.
I want to get into talking and tell me if we're too. If this is too early, we'll talk some more about your shit.
Go ahead.
Well, the part I'm wanting to talk about, and if it's too early, we'll move back and we'll wait on it.
Ahead. He died.
When the wife finds out that he's cheating on her,
okay,
and he opens up about it.
Well, we just kind of talked about that.
What? He basically says, look, I come home. They had that argument.
Every night.
She walked away, and he kept yelling at her. I can't remember what he was saying, but he kept yelling something at her.
Well, he walked inside, and he says, I give you all I got, woman.
I ain't got no more to give.
I ain't got no more to give.
All right, well, then we find out that the mistress...
I come in and I drop a hole in it every night. I give you my money every Friday. I'm trying to drop a hole in forever. what he said. I lay down on you and drop a hole in forever. That shit made me laugh.
But then he said, but then we find out that his mistress is pregnant.
Yeah, but I want to get into how much he is goddamn resenting his son.
All right, let's talk about that first.
His son is first off, he gets scared.
This is his second son, by the way. His first one's grown with a different mama.
Yeah, and his
because
first
he calls
one, his
Rose.
First one mentions you wasn't there for me growing up.
He calls her Rose.
And what does he
and
say?
And he only comes around when he needs money on Fridays.
But he comes that next Friday and he gives him his money back.
That's right.
And Rose says, accept that fucking money from your child. And she he says, no, I ain't gonna accept it. You accept it. He took it from you.
No.
And all that or
whatever. He told him, he said, put that shit in the fund. And next time you need to borrow money, you wanna ask money from me, you go get that shit and there's right. your money.
I love how Denzel Washington, man, he keeps he's got all these stories.
King
he's
Kong got, ain't got shit on me,
no,
bitch.
He's got all these stories about how the Grim Reaper come for him one day. The devil come for him and all
the devil done come for me.
And then he's got this song, fucking Old Blue was a good old dog.
Yeah.
But anyway, and his son comes to every time he calls his name, he trembles.
Yeah, he mentioned that.
But when he finds out that he's been cheating on his mama.
You don't matter no more.
You don't matter no more. You don't matter around here no more. And what does he say? You gonna walk over your daddy?
Can I say something?
What?
I'm a father. And I'm gonna say, the father was wrong for cheating. The father was wrong for the way he was doing. But the father didn't have to like him, but he took care of him. He paid his bill. He put a roof over his head, put clothes on his back. But that boy was wrong for talking to his father that way.
I'm gonna quote the quote that you want to hear.
That boy was wrong for talking to his daddy that way.
He said, hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why don't you like me?
Like you?
Like you. What law does it got to say that I got to like you?
That's right.
What law does it say I got to like you?
I put a roof over your head. I put clothes on your back. I put food in your
you
belly.
You got this beating hard in your chest, nigga.
Yeah, he straight said, what'd you ever do for me? What'd I do for you? Them bones in your body, them organs, that
beating
heart,
nigga.
That is from me. I mean, he straight told. And I'm going to say something right now. He was a shitty father, but he did provide, and that boy was wrong for trying to step over his daddy that way.
He didn't want his son to have a false hope in life, which was football and sports.
Right.
He wanted him to know how to work.
But times have changed, Daddy.
As long as you can do your practice for football and work on Saturdays,
he's just
going
to let me work the weekends. No.
But if you can't do both, you're going to work.
And that son lied to him. He said, I'm still working on weekends. He left that job altogether.
That's right.
He lied to him.
Dude, man.
I'm a father, dude. I'm a father. And I took the side of Denzel Washington on this.
I did too.
I mean, I was straight like, that boy is disrespectful. He lied to you. He tried to step over you. I'd have hit him with that bat.
I was telling Teresa. I was telling Teresa all night, look, man, he's right. I don't care what you say. You only got one life in life. You got to make the best of it. Maybe you can be a football player, but maybe not. But I bet he lives a good life. He's a military man now.
All right. Did Denzel hold his son back? Probably.
Probably.
Did that mean that the son should have stepped over him and disrespected his father like that in his own house that he
no.
provided for him?
No.
Hell to the fucking no.
It don't matter if you're cheating on. Okay. That was his father. That was his mother. He was doing his mother wrong. He felt like he wasn't worth nothing anymore to him.
But, hey, he was still paying his way.
That's right. He was still paying.
And that's why he said, get out my yard. You don't know
he
me.
He said, I don't got to like you. I have a responsibility for you. I got to pay for the food in your fucking belly. I got to pay for the fucking roof over your head.
But when he tries to walk over him, he straight
tells
him. He
says, Daddy, why don't we got a TV?
What
he
I
said,
need a TV
what, how much a TV? About $200 on sale.
I got a roof that needs to be fixed.
He said, a roof $265. Now, if you had the money for a TV or you had the money to put a roof on this house, what would you do?
TV.
He said, I'd buy a TV. And he said, what happened when the time come for the roof on the house? then I would save up money for the roof on the house. Well, you done spent all your money on your TV. You ain't got the money for the roof on the house. He said, if I come up with the money first, $265, I'm going to put it on the roof. He said, well, we can watch the World Series and all this. He said, well, I tell you what, you come up with $100,
I'll put the other $100 on it.
I almost thought
that. I can't come up with $100, Daddy.
At first he said, $200? I ain't never seen $200.
I ain't never seen $200,
and then when Denzel said, I come up with $100, you come up with $100, we'll buy one. He said, all right, I got you there, I'll show you. But they don't. But there's a point where they walk in the house and I hear something going on in the background. It's a radio. But they never show the radio. They never show a TV. So it might have been a TV. But to me, it sounds like a radio. But that point, I'm like, oh, he might have bought that TV. But I'm hearing something in the background.
I didn't catch that. But what about when he run old boy out? When they had the fight and the boy picked the bat up and everything, and he had him held down, he let him up. He's like, get out my yard. He said, go out that alley and forget this house.
Right. That was a little bit.
Because you a man. You a grown man, and you going to do for yourself. Go.
Yeah, he tried to hit him with the bat. And all
that boy
shit.
Left and didn't
and
come back.
A military.
And went and joined. It had already showed you that.
Dad. Never seen his dad again until he died.
It had already showed you that because he walked by a fucking recruiter and looked at it. And he stood at there and looked at the poster for a long time.
I didn't see.
Yeah, he was standing right at the recruiter's office. He looked at the poster for a minute. And then he turned around and walked off. I thought to myself, that boy's finna join the goddamn Army. And he did. He went and joined the Marines. Okay. All right, you want to get into talking about when he come back? Many years. Well, no, before we do that, let's talk about this.
We never really brought up his brother a whole lot. I want to bring up his brother, who's staying with Miss Pearl now.
All right, let's bring that up.
Because, all right, I ain't have a pot to piss in or a roof or a window to throw it out of, is what he says two times in this movie. He says, but first time he says, I ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. The second time he says, if it wasn't for my brother, I wouldn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of.
Because he was getting his brother's money, his disability.
Right. He said, if it wasn't for that goddamn metal plate in my brother's head from Vietnam, I wouldn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. And then you see the animosity.
And he lived with Denzel, and then he moved out and moved in with Miss Pearl because he wanted his own home.
Every time he come around, he said, Troy mad at me, Rose.
Troy mad at me.
And every time he come over, he brought a rose, and he said, this rose like you is, Miss Rose.
I love Bubba Gump.
I do, too. He said, this a rose like you is, Miss Rose. And he give it to her. Thank you, Gabriel. You want a sandwich? I don't want a plate. I just want a sandwich.
No, you want something I can hold. You want something to eat? No, Rose. I just want a sandwich.
Hey, but see, he wasn't eating for a long time after he left Troy's house. And then at the end, he's eating sandwiches and shit. And he's like, every time he sees Troy, he's like, I seen your name on the book. St. Peter's got your name in the book. I seen your name. I seen Rose's name, too, but I didn't see it like I seen your name. And when he comes, I'm going to blow my horn for him. And I'm saving up my coins so I can buy me a new horn so St. Peter's can hear me when I'm coming. And all these hellhounds is coming for me. And he should not be in a home. He should be with family.
Right. I agree with you.
He should not be
and
in a
Denzel
home.
Kept
he
him.
Is not.
Denzel kept him because he was getting his paycheck,
he's
and
not.
It was because it was his brother.
But he's not dangerous.
He wanted to move out and move in with Miss Pearl so he'd have his own place, and then he was paying Miss Pearl
right.
rent.
But he is not dangerous. I want to say that. He is not
I want to mention that you never see Miss Pearl. She's never shown in this. They just talk
yeah,
about
right. it. He is nothing but a God-given young man that is a little bit off.
I think he went to war or some shit.
Yeah, he's mentally challenged because he got shot in the head. He's got a metal plate in his head. He's got a metal plate in his head. And he's... You know what I'm thinking? This was Bubba Gump. He went to war with Forrest. He got shot in the head.
And come home to Denzel.
Come home to Denzel.
Well, he died in Forrest.
No.
He didn't. But he didn't get shot in the head. He got shot in the gut.
No.
It's good. Good theory. I like it.
No, that ain't what happened.
It's good theory. I like it. Can I move on to my
part? Well, see, the thing is Forrest Gump told that story You didn't actually get to see it as it happened. Forrest Gump told that story to a woman that was sitting on a bench.
Right.
So
he don't know.
He mistaken. He's retarded.
All right. Well, can I talk about a favorite part I want to talk about before you move on to what I know you want to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now, Viola Davis, the wife, decides, mm-hmm. she goes in there and wakes Denzel up and says, hey, Abigail or whatever her name was is having the baby.
Alberta
is having the baby. Or she had the baby. And he's like, oh. He gets up, puts his pants on. Like, I gotta go to the hospital. It's an obligation. I gotta go see her. And she didn't make it. It's like, but the baby's all right. And then she's like, the baby's fine, but she didn't make it. So she shut the door. Now, I'm imagining they're not sleeping in the same room at this point because she wasn't already laying there. She went in there.
This part made me tear up.
He sat down in that chair and he was just rubbing his face. He was like, he opened that fucking window and he stuck his head out in the rain and he was like, come for me, death. Come for me. And when you do, I'm going to be here. I'm going to put my fence up and everything inside my fence is going to be my property. And you stand on the other side of that fence. When you ready to come over the other side of that
knock
fence. Knock on my door. Knock
King
on my
Kong
front door.
And got
shit on me. But anyway, then we go to that. We leave that part and we come with him holding the baby. He walks in. He's like, Rose, I know. This little child's innocent. This child's innocent. She ain't got no mama. Don't take out your regressions on me or the mama on this child. This child's innocent. She ain't got no mama.
And she said, what's that got to do with me?
What's that got to do with me? And she turns her back. He's like, well, I reckon we're going to walk out to the porch then. They go out on the porch. They sit down. And he starts talking to her and telling her it's okay. And he starts singing everything.
Oh, Blue Viola Davis. Old dog.
Yeah, Viola Davis starts crying. She walks out there. He stands up and she's like, you're right. That child is innocent. That child should not be punished for your mistakes.
But you ain't gonna never lay down.
She walks over and she takes that child from him and she says, this child will not be motherless. But you are a womanless man. And turns around and walks off. And his face, he just went like just surprised, like what
but
woman?
He ain't got no pussy in her from a long time.
But now he's fucking Alberta.
I know, but he ain't got nothing from her in a long time.
So then we flash forward. Many years, I'm assuming a few because Raylan or whatever her name was is like 7 or 8 now. And apparently he died. Denzel Washington died. Lines is his oldest son.
He died swinging at his little ball on the tree.
He died swinging at death.
That might have been what it was.
He died swinging at death because he told death. And I love the camera effect where they blurred the round part out when he was doing that. And he was... But they made it look like he died right then, but he didn't. He died several years later because he raised that Raylan girl, the daughter, up till she was about 7 or 8. Lines comes, and then out of nowhere, Corey comes, all decked out in his Marine. Corey and the little girl don't know each other.
But you felt real good for Corey right there, right?
But I could see the anger. See the anger in his eyes.
But
still,
didn't you feel like he still made a name for himself in life?
He did. But he knocked
and
on that.
And it was because of Denzel Washington?
But he didn't care about that. He knocked on that door with anger in his eyes.
He didn't. He was mad. He was still
And
he met
his little sister, and they were kind of standoffish at first, but then she really felt for him, and she really liked him.
They had a really good
We'll talk
dialogue,
about that in a minute. But she
together.
told his mama, sorry, mama, I'm not going to that man's funeral. She slapped him and said, don't talk ill about the dead. I know your daddy had his flaws, but he is dead, and you don't talk ill about the dead, and he provided for you, and you need to go. And he's like, I'm not going.
And she said, I hope that I raised this girl as good as he raised you. So she really stands behind him in life.
As a father.
That was her husband.
As a father.
As a husband.
Not as a husband. Yeah. I don't think so as a husband. But
well, maybe well, not
we
as
We agree
a,
to disagree.
Maybe not as a husband.
As a father.
But as her spouse, I think she stands behind him all the way. All
right. But this is my point, and this is the only part that choked me up. Him and Ray Lynn or whatever her name was sitting out there.
Satchel Paige and that shit.
And they started singing that. You remember this song Daddy used to sing? Old Blue was a little hound. And he started singing with her, and they were singing, and they were laughing. And then it hit him emotionally. And she kept singing. He stopped. And she was like, no, what's the next part? Sing. And he started singing, but he was holding back tears and crying. And then, after all the time that the mom was fussing at the little girl by, go put that good dress on, them shoes on. Them shoes hurt my feet, mama. I don't care.
You picked them out 2 months ago. I
picked them out 2 months ago. My feet grown. I don't care. Go put them on and deal with the pain. That boy is sitting out there with his sister, and he says, after he told his mama he ain't going to that funeral, he said, go put your nice dress and shoes on like your mama said so we can go to dad's funeral. And then credits.
Dude, that was an awesome movie, dude.
It was a good movie.
It really was. I cried.
Do you want me to tell you what I told Chelsea about this movie? And I told her, I said, Lance has a tendency of doing this.
What?
I told her, I said, my brother Lance has a tendency of picking movies that I would have never watched, I will never watch again, but was good. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I watched it. But I would have never watched it if he didn't make me. And I will never watch it again. But I loved it. It was good. This was a good example. Swiss Army Man, not so much until
you need
the,
to watch it again.
Not until the podcast. Once we did the podcast, I liked the movie after that. Primal Fear. I mean, you bring me good movies that I don't care.
I love dramatic
movies. There Will Be Blood. I mean, another one. They're good, dramatic movies that once I sit down and watch them, I don't want to. I'm dreading it. I sit down. I watch it because I have to. I get into it. I like it. I love it. It's a good movie. I'm glad I watched it. I don't ever watch it again. I would have never watched it. But, hey, good choice. Good choice. This was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, they made him a driver. We said that.
Was there any other part you want to talk about before we move on to rating and review?
I think we hit this movie on the nail. On the head, dude.
We did. I mean, the part I was scared you were going to jump into early. They didn't think Gabriel was going to make it for the funeral. Gabriel comes showing up. I'm here. He's got the fucking
dude,
horn.
Dude, I cried my last time crying.
He's like, I got the horn. He's like, we got to blow the horn. So Gabriel opened up the gates for Troy. And they were like, all right, blow that horn.
They blowed up. And nothing come out.
I mean, that man tried. It took about three times, and he went. And then he went, and that's how you do this. And then he turned around and walked off. He was like,
but,
that's
hey,
how you do this.
When he blew the horn, the sun come out.
And the sun shined down on all of them. They all went.
And he said, that's how you do that.
And he was like, that's how you do that. And he turned around and just walked off all happy and cheery. And they were like,
dude, I love that. I love that shit, dude.
All right, well, let's do some rating and review. What's your rating and review on 2016 Denzel Washington, Viola Davis,
Fences? I'm going to give it an 8.8. And I'm going to give it an 8.8 because it was one of my favorite movies of 2016. Fences did a real good job of making you fall in love with these characters and showing you a little racism of that time and how they were overcoming the racism, but Denzel Washington wanted to hold on to it, and he didn't want to give up that the white people wouldn't let his son follow through with his dreams like he couldn't follow through with his.
He couldn't deal with times were changing.
He couldn't deal with it, even though he's seen it happening the entire time.
He was pissed that times didn't change with him.
Even though times were changing with him, they were letting him be a driver in all this. He still couldn't come to the fact that his boy might have a career in sports and have a good life that he wanted to have like Jackie Robinson.
But he had to throw trash.
He was a rubbish man. But I don't know. It was really fucking inspirational movie, and it made me fucking have a lot of emotions. And him as a person and in life was a real strong father figure and strong character that I could relate to, but in certain situations.
Raynell was that daughter's name. Raynell. I kept saying Renine. It was Raynell.
I just love this movie. I love the dialogue. I love the characters. I love all of it. The writing. Denzel Washington did an amazing job on this play and movie. I'm going to rate it, like I said, an 8.8. really close to a 9.
All right, well, I'm going to go into my rating and review, and before I do, I want to mention two actors in this movie that has now been in two podcasts that we have done. Viola Davis has now been in Fences and Suicide Squad. And Mikhail T. Williamson, we're just going to call him Bubba Gump, has been in Fences
and Purge Election Year.
So that's two. I think we need to come up with a system where if they've been in three, they get one reward.
Well, we
one
need
award.
To do Forrest Gump, so he should be in it soon.
Oh, they should get one award for three, and they should get a higher reward for, what, five, maybe six? We'll figure that out. That'll be something else.
All
right, my rating, my review on this movie was not something I look forward to. I did something with this movie that I didn't do with the last movies you've told me about that I knew nothing about and didn't sound good. All the last movies that you've told me about that I didn't know anything about them. I didn't watch prequel or previews on them. I didn't watch trailers. I just went into them blind. This movie, I watched the trailer to it first, and I'm glad I did because it showed me what I needed to know to see what this movie was going to be about, which I was pretty spot on about that. Once I was watching the movie, when those parts happened that the trailer showed, I was like, oh, I've already seen this. This was a good movie, man. I mean, it was a good... It pulled at your heartstrings. It made you feel for the black community. It made you feel for what I consider poverty-ridden people that have but don't have what they need and really want. I mean, they have what they need to
survive.
They have
what they need.
But they don't have what they want.
They're rich in love.
Right. Well, that's he was cheating, so that's to be said. But anyway, this is a good movie.
In the beginning, they were rich in love.
Right. This is a good movie. I'm so glad I watched it. I'm glad you made me watch it. I would have never watched it. I'll never watch it again, but I love it. My rating? I'm going to give this movie an 8. 8 is great, and it is a good movie. I recommend this movie to anyone who likes that kind of movie.
That's cool. Let's do a little budget box office.
All right.
All right, guys.
All right, we're back with the games.
What we're going to do here is a little name game.
Budget.
Are we on budget, man?
Yeah, that's what we do after.
Oh, I asked for budget box office a while ago, and then you said, all right, let's go pee.
Yeah.
All right, budget and box office, my bro.
I don't have it pulled up because I
couldn't. Well, pull it up, you fucking
that's
bastard.
That's what I was trying to do before
don't
we got on air.
Don't fucking sit there and you are a piece of shit for what you just did right then. I'm going to say budget was around, because I'm going to say this was not a big budget film.
Are we going to do Moonlight soon? Because that pulls up every time I pull Fences up. I hope not.
Moonlight was the best picture this year.
No, suck my dick.
It was the best picture this year.
Suck my dick!
Bitch. Moonlight right. was the best picture this year.
Budget, 2016 Fences. Denzel Washington. Viola Davis.
$6 million.
You off the mark on that one. $24 million. What did it gross in box office?
It did $250 million. Here, get this.
I'm gonna break your heart, little brother.
It did $112 million.
It did $57 million.
So how come it gets so many numbers? How come it
awards have nothing to do with money? It has to do with
writing.
Right. Or everything.
No. No, it don't. You know what the world stands by?
What?
Money.
Apparently not. If this
well,
won a shit ton of awards with
well, you know what?
$57 million.
Apparently Mulan should have done better than or fucking Moana. Moana should have done better than this because it made 400 something million.
Are you getting
dollars.
Mad at me and defending this movie against
no,
what the, it made in the box office?
Fuck the Academy Awards if they don't know what the fuck America's about. America's about money. You know how you judge things in life in America?
Money.
Money. If you know what my dollars count for?
Money.
Logan. I went and spent my dollars in the box office for Logan because I support Logan. I don't support Moonlight.
We're talking about Fences.
I'm Moonlight, though. We was talking about how Moonlight got the best picture for this I don't support Moonlight. Well, and I'm sure Moonlight didn't do near about as much as Logan done in box office. Logan was the best movie of 2017 so far.
Let me ask you this. Fences in 2016 won all kinds of awards, right?
No.
It only made $57 million.
I'm going to give it, I still gave it an 8. Almost a 9.
I'm not
for
arguing.
Me.
You gave it an 8. I'm not arguing.
I feel like that for it to make the Academy Awards that it made, it should have at least made 200. What'd I say? 210?
Yeah, 210, something like that.
That's what I felt like it should have made. To gain that. And that wasn't the most profitable movie of that year. That was just what I felt like it should have gained in order to be where it's at in the fucking nominations. And that is just bullshit for me. But I still agree with the movie. The movie is still an AA for me. For me, no, I won't go see it in box office. And maybe that's it. Maybe some people go... Most people go to box office to see
action. We'll get into that on Fight Club.
Okay, but people go to box office to see action. They go to see the stuff that's in 3D. They go to see the stuff that's badass in picture.
Dramas they can wait for.
Dramas they can wait for. That's why dramas make so good a movie, because you can see the fucking badass acting in Denzel Washington in this movie. You can't see the badass acting in fucking Chris Pratt in Guardians of the Galaxy. Even though he's a badass actor in that and it's a very good role, he's fucking twerking at the end of the movie. He's doing a dance to a song. I'm going to outdance you. You know what I mean? It's comedy. It's,
come on. Dance off. It's in our fucking outro.
Right. It's
dance
funny.
Off. Dance it's, off. You and me.
It's
in our
funny.
Outro.
It's awesome acting, but it's not Denzel Washington's award-winning role at the end of Fences.
But it also makes $200,
$300, $400 million. Right. I imagine Guardians of the Galaxy did at least $400 million or better.
All right. Well, let's go back to Fences 2016 opening weekend.
Opening weekend? Oh, they did $11
$129,000.
That's really hard to believe for a Denzel Washington movie.
Bonus question. Bling! How many months was it in the theater?
3.5 months.
4.
Right.
All right. Well, budget versus box office. We're done. Let's go into the name game, my friend. This was your pick, right?
Right.
Electronic devices closed. Let's go with the fucking... Red herring in the room. Denzel Washington.
The red herring. I think the first time we ever did this name game, which I...
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Real quick. I mentioned Viola Davis, 2-time Smokey Shelter.
Suicide Squad.
And I mentioned Bubba Gump, 2-time. I did not fucking mention Denzel Washington, 2-time. Fucking
Training Day.
Smokey Shelter. Training Day.
Oh,
2-time Smokey Shelter Award winner.
That brings me back to Bill Paxton, man. Oh, my God. You got baby cool.
Why Bill Paxton? Oh, because Bill Paxton. How many has Bill Paxton been in?
Bill Paxton was... No.
He was in Weird Science. He
no,
was in,
Bill Paxton is Training Day, the series.
The TV show, right. Not anymore, he ain't.
Really? You fucking bastard?
Oh, my God.
You piece of shit.
I didn't realize he was like your surrogate father.
He's not, but I really love Bill Paxton. I love my actors. And if any other
But was I false in saying that he will no longer be in Training Day, the TV show?
He won't be,
okay,
man.
Then.
I hate that you said it like that, though, man. You made me want to cry.
But how many movies has he been in that's been on The Smoky Shelter?
Weird Science.
Weird Science. Edge of Tomorrow.
It's Tomorrow.
Predator 2.
Wow, he's the most. Is he the
yeah,
most?
He's the most. There's another one, too, and I can't think of
Is he really the most?
What? Those
I don't
three.
Know. You can count Hugh Jackman. That's three right there we just did.
We only did one episode.
Yeah, but it was...
It's one episode.
You're right.
How many episodes has Hugh Jackman been in? He will be in 3 at the end of it, because he'll be in Wolverine, and he'll be in
First
Days
Class,
of Future Past.
And yeah.
So he will be in all. He will be in 3.
But Bill Paxton's the man so far.
So far, Bill Paxton's got the lead. He's got 3 movies.
We don't have any other actors. Oh, no, take that back. Tom Cruise, brother. We did Jack Reacher 1, 2, and we've done Edge of Tomorrow, and we've done...
Okay, well, as of this moment right now, Jack Reacher 2 hadn't come out
but
yet.
But you know what?
Jack Reacher...
We talk so much shit about Tom Cruise,
he's one of my favorite actors.
Every podcast we've mentioned is he is one of the best actors in the world.
He is.
But you know what other one we did that he was in? What? Tropic Thunder.
You got a filter on this.
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, my God, he was in Tropic Thunder.
Right.
Is that a tip?
Yes.
All right, so right now.
I bought tips.
So right now, because.
Tom Cruise wins.
No.
But
no,
you know what's
they're
crazy?
Tied 3-3.
No, 4.
Jack
Tom
Reacher,
Cruise has been in 4.
Jack Reacher 2 has not come out as of right this moment as we're recording.
Yeah.
We've already recorded it, but it hasn't been published
but
yet.
But we've already said we're going to do Edge of Tomorrow 2 when it comes out.
Bill Paxton won't be in that.
And we've already talked about doing Top Gun. And I really want to do Top Gun.
What other actors have we had like that?
I don't know. But you know what? Tom Cruise, we talk so much shit about. But he makes so many of our podcasts, and he is the best actor in the fucking world.
He really is.
He really is. I hate to be like that, but
that
he
wasn't important.
It was just Cam that had done it. He really is the best actor in the fucking world.
I agree.
And I really want to do Jerry Maguire one day.
Yeah, I'm down.
When
with
we
that.
Get time for it.
Who's coming with me? Who's coming with me?
I want the money. What was it?
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
I just want to go, show me the monkey.
I want to say the human head weighs 8 pounds. That's one thing that I want to say.
All right. Well, that old boy is ripped right now, too, by the way. Check him out online.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like all buffed up and shit.
God damn, he got a big old head.
His human pecs weigh.
He tried to make his body weigh the same as his head.
Probably. That kid had a big head. But anyway.
Was he the Sixth Sense boy?
No, that was Harry Osborn.
Was
a
whole different buddy.
Yeah.
Now he's playing.
That
now
dude's
he's
fat
playing
now.
In Kevin Smith movies.
That dude's fat now.
Now he's playing Kevin Smith movies like Tusk and fucking.
We're gonna
shit
do.
Like
I want to do Tusk and the Human Centipede one day. Some weird shit.
Dude, that's gonna be a long time.
Anyway, ago. Let's. We did budget versus box office. Let's get into the name game, and we will get into awards a little later because we are going. I'm gonna sit down and go through our movies and find out who gets awards. I say if you've been in 3 movies, you get the entry-level Smoky Shelter Award.
Dude.
If you've been in 5 movies, you get the Main Player
Look,
Award.
This...
If you've been in 10 movies, you get Gold Status. You are the motherfucking man award. All right, let's move on to the name game. Okay? This was your pick, Fences. I said Denzel Washington. Let's bust into it. You get the first go. Podcast Land, first one of us that runs out of Denzel Washington movies to name loses the name game.
Fallen.
Nice. And, of course, obviously, this is not a trilogy. I can't say Fences. I'm going to go Training Day.
Unstoppable.
Somebody bubbling. I feel like it was a negotiator, but I think it was Samuel L. Jackson.
It was.
John Q.
That was a good movie.
That's a really good movie. I watched it again the other day on TV, on Bounce.
I really love that.
If it comes on TV, I will fucking watch it. I don't care where I'm at. I'll watch the last 20 minutes of it. I will fucking watch it if it comes on TV. I love John Q. That movie makes me want to cry.
Glory.
Glorious Bastards. Okay.
Glory was a
Civil War.
Civil War movie.
It was Civil War.
That's right, because he was blacks fighting in the North for the yeah. That was cool.
damn, I'm blanking on Denzel Washington. He's been in so many goddamn movies. And my, Fallen was my goddamn fallback. I think you knew that. That's why you said it. I know I've seen him in other shit, man.
I've seen a bunch of movies.
He's been in a shit tons of movies.
Would you like me to name some of them?
Hang on. Denzel Washington was in...
Would you like me to name some of them?
Shut up!
My favorite
movie. I may be wrong with this. If I'm wrong, I'm taking the lose. It's Taken one, Pelham 123.
Taken. It's not called
Taken. Taken of Pelham 123.
It's just called Pelham 123. The Taken of Pelham.
You know what?
It may be the Taken.
No, I'll tell you what. You can give me this or you can call me on it and win. It was originally called, the first one to
Pelham
come
123.
Out. Pelham 123. The first one to come out was called The Taken of Pelham 123. And then they remade it with Pelham 123. Pelham 123 had John Travolta in it. The remake. I don't remember which one he was in, but he was in one of them. So if you want to give me the win, that's fine. If not,
I'll let you go with that.
All right. Well, then I'm done after that.
American Gangster.
He was in that, and I'm done. I'm out. What else?
And Russell Crowe also played in that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to do that on one of our podcasts pretty soon, American Gangster.
American Gangster. Make a mental note. All right. What else?
Because
I don't know anymore. I'm out.
Would you like to know some movies that Denzel Washington played in?
Yes, because we're done. I'm just
Training Day.
I already said that.
Did you say that?
That was like my first answer, dude.
Man on Fire with
Steven Seagal
with Dakota Fanning.
Man on Fire. Deja Vu. Oh, Deja Vu. I remember
what,
that.
Are you really going to name the ones that I know?
Oh, we're done.
Yeah,
I
but
lost.
I was still naming the ones
okay,
that I know.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Deja Vu.
The Taken of Pelham 123. So I was right. Ah, thank God. And it was the remake.
Flight.
Yep.
See, I'm knowing some.
Well, some more. Come on, I got them listed right here.
Unstoppable was
you
one.
Already,
right.
You already said that one.
Was it on there, or have you seen it?
Mm-hmm. There's a few here that makes me go, yeah. Oh, damn, there's a part two of that one. I never watched part one. Might need to do a retrospective.
Book of Eli.
Book of Eli.
See, I would have fucked you on this
one.
Yeah. You can't fuck with me with Denzel Washington.
The Magnificent Seven.
Wow, that just came out with Chris Pratt.
The Equalizer. And he's got the Equalizer 2 in pre-production.
Really?
Deja Vu, I said that one. Man on Fire, you said that. Out of Time. John Q, I said that one. Training Day. Remember the Titans?
Wow.
The Bone Collector.
That had Matthew McConaughey and Denzel Washington in it.
The Bone Collector.
The
Siege. I remember that one. The Preacher's Wife.
Oh, okay.
Courage Under Fire.
Wow.
Devil in a Blue Dress.
Wow.
Virtuosity. I remember that movie. The Pelican Brief. That was a...
everybody played in that.
Yeah, that was a John... fucking John. That was
a
book.
A lot of people was in that. It was about...
Crimson Tide. Philadelphia. Malcolm X. Ricochet. There's a bunch I'm flipping over. Glory, you said that one. The ones that I don't know, I'm not mentioning. Some of those you may know. License to Kill as a TV movie, yeah. But I've heard of that one.
Oh, the one with him and Mark Wahlberg. Two Chains or some shit.
Antoine Fisher.
No, it was
I remember
called.
That movie.
It was called him and Mark Wahlberg.
It was called him and Mark Wahlberg.
No, it was with him and Mark Wahlberg. It was called Two Something.
All right. I think we're done with this game. We've beat it to death. So let's move on to. We're done, man. One word to describe Fences.
Captivating.
That's what you need.
And captive.
And captivating.
Because more, I'm captive. I'm in captivating people either out or in of my fence.
All right, well, I'm going to go with the sheer obvious and just say fences. Because this whole movie was about putting up fences one way or the other, whether it be emotionally, whether it be physically, and it was both, and or literally, which it was all three. I mean, this movie was about putting up fences. And he finally got that fence done.
What'd you say?
Fences.
But you can't say the same name of the movie.
That's the word that comes to mind when I think of this movie, because this whole fucking movie is about
fences. So when we do Logan, you're going to say Logan?
Not necessarily.
So, I mean,
it's important to me to say fences because this movie was about putting up fences.
So when we do Saw,
figuratively,
when we say
it was figuratively, it was mentally, it was emotionally, it was literally about putting up fucking fences.
In captive.
Sounds good to me. All right, guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, check us out at smokeshelter.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter's on Twitter.
We're on Pocket Cast, Podomatic, iTunes. Give us a 5-star and a rating and review. That would be awesome. We're all over the place, man.
Man, fucks with us.
And we fucks with you. Come on, bring it on. Hey, send us an email if you want to. Tell us some stories that you'd like us to tell on air. SmokeyShelter@gmail.com. Why not, man? If somebody wrote in with a good story about a movie that they watched and had a good first date or a crazy time, their tire blew out, hey,
I got a blowjob. Did you get a blowjob watching Fences?
Hey, if you did.
Did you go to the movie theaters thinking, hey, I'm going to try to get a blowjob? Fuck this movie.
Denzel's going to get me laid.
No. I fuck Denzel. I'm just taking this bitch to the theaters to get a blowjob. If you did that, then fucking...
Put it on
iTunes. Let's hear this fucking story, man.
Nah, man, tell us that story and we'll repeat it on the Smoky Shelter.
Or whatever.
All right, man. Well,
you put it on iTunes.
Yeah.
We'll repeat it. They'll repeat it. It might get viral.
All right,
Who knows?
Well, we out of here, guys. Check us out. Spread the word. SmokyShelter.com. We love you guys. Any last words, Big Lance?
Fuck off, listeners.
Later.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.
He was born and raised on the playgrounds where he spent most of his days.
Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool.
No shooting, no b-ball on the outside of his school.
When a couple of guys were fucking around with him and K-Ro.
They were up to no good. They were shooting up some basketball in the outside of the
hood. In K-Ro, Georgia neighborhood.
When a couple of guys, they were up to no good.
All right, anyway.
Gotta make a drummer in my neighborhood.
No. I told you I needed to get prepared before
I get prepared. And then you looked at me for 10 minutes, crazy, not getting prepared.
Because you said, you don't need to know where we're at. I know where we're at. Because
I thought we was at another point. But it don't matter. If we do one before the other, it is not going to be that much bigger of a deal. I feel like you need a fucking whip. I need a whip where I can just strike you sometimes.
Well, we'll get all this just added on because I got to pull up something that I knew I needed to pull up, but you told me, no, you don't need to know where you're at because I know where we're at, and I know everything.
You know what? I'm going to buy Philip a dildo next week so he can suck a dick every time he wants to talk shit like this.
Suck a dick.
Suck a dick, bitch. That was on Bo Burnham. I know that's what you was talking about when you said that.
Suck a dick.
Suck a dick, bitch. That's what he said. Suck a dick, bitch.
Lick my clit.
Yeah.
And you know what she said to me? Lick my clit. All right.
That was good. I love Bo Burnham, man.
I do, too. I love the song, the country song. Pandering.
Yeah.
With that mandolin.
Playing that sweet mandarin or some shit.
How about a pitch change mandolin. With that mandolin?
Shut up.
I love that shit, man. I showed John that at
budget,
work. He laughed.
I'm going to say budget was.
I'm waiting for my shit to pull up. Go
when
ahead.
It pulls up, it'll be fine. There's a podcast I listen to, and they're called The Smoking Screen.
Mm-hmm.
And they burn, they smoke weed on the episodes.
I've listened to it.
And whenever they go to smoke some weed, they say, we're finna Bernie Sanders or some shit.
Yeah.
They talk about Bernie Sanders every time they smoke weed. Because they're calling their smoking Bernie. We're about to Bernie Sanders this or some shit.
We're about to Bernie Sanders this motherfucker.
Yeah, some shit like that. And that's funny as fuck.
That's cool.
To me.
I like that.
They're real political, though. They talk a little political.
I've listened to a little bit.